It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me in studio this morning, I have Superintendent Lance Hatch. As is customary, at the end of the year, he kind of comes in and gives us a review of everything that went on. And we had some great, great wins this year in the school district. Superintendent, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Now, first things first, it seems like whenever somebody came in from one of the schools, they wanted to talk about reading. And reading has been a big initiative this year in the school district. I'm assuming that it has.
Yes.
So you've got some numbers there as far as where we were, where we've been, and where we're going. Let's talk a little bit about those first, just to get started.
Well, we've changed our focus in how we approach our reading instruction in our elementary schools and in our somewhat in our middle schools as well. Leveling our books, leveling our students to find out what level they're actually reading on, and then providing them enormous quantities of text at that level, we're seeing some pretty amazing things. We don't have all the data in yet. We're still waiting for that to come in, but what we're seeing is a dramatic improvement over last year. A case in point, one story is a student that I interviewed a couple days ago. And this is a student who is in fifth grade, and he started out the school year at a beginning of second grade level. We call that a K level in our leveling system. And he's ending at above a Z level, which is above fifth grade level. So he made this dramatic improvement. We're seeing that across the district. These students who have been struggling, and they couldn't afford to just make growth. They had to make accelerated growth if they were going to catch up, and we're seeing it happen. So we're very excited, looking forward to the final numbers that come in.
And, you know, the one thing I talked to, and I can't remember who it was, they were saying, you know, how exciting it is to see these students progress the way they have. And then coming into, you know, we got to keep it up over the summer, but coming into next year, they're not trying to catch up again. And they don't have to. He was just excited to the point where, you know what, is when we have these kids on their grade level reading level, where can they go from there? And as they progress through school.
Yes, and what many of our teachers, our principals, our students are seeing is when we address the reading issue, we're having an impact on everything. We're seeing science scores and the ability of students to do science much higher because they can read the instructions. They can read what they need to, and they can comprehend it. So it's really we call it the one skill that's like the rising tide. When the tide lifts, it raises all the boats. And we think reading is the tide that lifts all the other boats. So we have to address that one first, and we're excited at that improvement.
And that's true. You know, a lot of people maybe never even thought about that, is if they can read there and then they can comprehend, that helps everything else. It really does. It builds everything up from where they were to being able to do just about anything else that
they
need
right.
to do.
Yeah, you can learn to do anything if you can read well.
That's right.
So,
very true, very true. What else we got going on this year?
Well, we're excited about the progress that we have in a couple of our capital projects. We have Castle Valley Center is almost complete. Went over there a few days ago, and they have cabinets into the new wing. You know, when you go over there and you see where the adult program is, and it's just this small area, and they're all kind of crammed in there, and it's not a whole lot of space for them to do much. And then you look at the new space that they're going to have. It's just amazing. The facility is beautiful. The construction is very well done. It's got all the bells and whistles that population needs, like lifts in the bathrooms and swings for the kids who need that. And anyway, we're pretty excited about that. Mr. Keller and his staff are going to be able to to really take advantage of that additional space, and it's going to be really good for kids.
Very good. And it's something, like you said, it's something that they need. They're running out of space over there, and they need all the space they can get, really.
Yeah, when I first came, I went out and toured the facility, and I was amazed at the trailers that are next to the building and where they're housing students right now. And they're just falling apart. I mean, they're in rough shape. The floors are warped and everything. And so it became a high priority for us to get that taken care of for those kids.
All right. And baseball fields.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we have two baseball fields being constructed right now. We've had some delays due to some of the construction complexity. You know, dealing with water drainage, and anyway, they're making really good progress, and we're hopeful that that will be completed in June. No one will be able to get on it and play on it for a while until next spring, but it should be ready to go for the next school year when our baseball team is ready to take the field. So we're excited and hope the community, you know, takes the chance to drive by every once in a while and see the progress. It's going to look more like a baseball field every day from now on.
Very good. Any other last-minute things we need to discuss or talk about?
Well, we're just, you know, we've got changes ahead, some administrative changes. I think, you know, a lot of people know Principal Bean from the high school is going to be coming up to the district office and helping us there with several things, and then we have Chris Winfrey, Jared Hardy, and Karen Bedonk going to Carbon High School. We're excited for them. They're bringing some great ideas. Some really exciting things are going to be taking place at the high school. Wendy Flucky is an experienced principal. She's going to be taking the helm at Castle Heights. Keith Palmer, a wonderful educator from the middle school, is going to be the principal at Creekview Elementary, and then we have Blake Allen, who is an expert teacher at Castle Heights right now. He's going to be the principal at Sally Morrow, and so we've got some new leadership, and that's always exciting and fun to have, you know, new personalities and some different focuses, and it'll be exciting. We're looking forward to it.
A little bit of a shuffle, new faces and new places this year.
That's right.
Next school year, excuse me. It's already over.
Yeah, oh, it is.
All right, Superintendent, we got it. Did we cover everything?
I think so.
We got it taken care of? All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Thanks for stopping in this morning. And, you know, August is not too far away.
Yeah, it'll be here.
You'll be right back in here in a few months. We'll be talking about a new school year. So thanks for stopping in this morning. Thanks for coming by. And thanks to the school district to just coming in and keeping everybody up to date. We really appreciate you guys.
No, thank you for putting our message out there. We appreciate it.
Anytime. Now, for more information on this and other KOALITV.com interviews, go to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM.